So we're continuing with our title, The Heavens to Rule.
Saka tukwenda ramberi, nemsoro wenyaya, matenga anotonga.
Esther chapter 3, verse 5.
Mukukura Esther chapter 3, verse 5.
And when Haman, yeah, I prefer to call it Haman.
Yeah, I
don't know whatever, but I'll call it Haman. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath.
Zvino Haman akati achiona kuti Mordecai haakotami kana kumupfugamira, Haman akava neshungu kwazvo.
And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai.
Asi akashora kuuraya Mordecai oga, nokuti wakanga amuzivisa rudzi waMordecai. Naizvozvo Haman akatsvaka kuparadza vaJudha vose vakanga vari paushe hwose waAshwerosi, irwo rudzi rwaMordecai.
And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people, neither keep, maybe you can just follow as I read, neither keep they the laws, therefore it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those who have charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasuries. And the king took his ring and his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedath, the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. And the king said unto Haman, this silver is given to thee, the people also, do with them as it seemeth good to thee. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let's just bow our heads for prayer.
Mambo wedu Jesu Kristo toda kutendai, mangwana anhasi nerudo rwenyu nengoni dzenyu. Baba wangu nechipo chikuru chekukunda, chamatipa chekuya mimba yenyu, sezvakarewa neprofita kunzi kuya mimba yashe kukunda. Baba wangu shoko renyu raverengwa pakati pedu. Takushinamata kuti mweya wenyu mutsvene uri pano nesu nhasi, uye uzarure baba wangu ishe mashoko aya. Mutipe baba wangu ishe chirevo chanhasi. Tizive baba wangu ishe kafambiro kwatofana kuita mushure meservice ino kana yapera. Baba wangu tibude nemaropafadzo edu, batayo miromo baba wangu ishe yevu. Igotaura baba wangu ishe mashoko enyu upenyu kuvanakomana nevanasikana venyu. Patichabuda muno mumba tigoti mweya wedu haina kutsva here pangu achitaura nesu. Mbiri nerukudzo zvikodzoredzwa kwamuri.
Amen. Amen. You may take your seats. I want to greet you once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Also, greetings to my friends joining us through live streaming in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ again. I know they are happy the same way we are happy. So yes, we are saying the heavens do rule. Last Sunday, yes, we mentioned that this scene is happening in where in King Ahasuerus is in charge of an area from India and to Ethiopia, about more than 127 provinces, the Bible says.
Takataura kuti chiitiko chiri kuitika mutongi wamambo Ahasuerus angachitonga kubva kuIndia kusvika kuEthiopia, ma provinces angaite 127.
You know, after 7 days of banqueting, the king wanted to parade the queen Vashti. She refused, and after consultation, she is chased away from the kingdom.
Mambo aida kuti aratidze unaku hwamambokadzi wake Vashti mushure mekudya kwemazuva manomwe Simambo kazi wa uzwa mashoko aya, ndoku ramba jao, ndoku piwa, mutongwe kunzi ayu, ngawa zingwa hawa muhumam.
And in her stead, Queen Esther or Hadassah is chosen.
Jino pakuwa tsina nisa, mambo kazi, Hadassah kanot Esther, waisu kwa panjubo yao.
We also mentioned that she was a foreigner, a slave.
Chakata ora kuti, anga ari mutorwa, ari muranda.
This could have angered one of the chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh by name. They decided they wanted to kill the king.
Izvi zvaka hazvina kufadza vamwe va machinda amambo, Bigthan na Teresh, vakati mambo, toda kuzviparadza.
But their evil intentions were in line with the dictates of heavenly sayings or proclamations.
Asi hasha dzavo neruvengo rwavo zvanga zviri mugwara nemaitiro kana kuti marongero ematenga.
We see Haman is appointed above everybody.
Tona Haman opiwa chinzvimbo chepamusoro kupfuurira vamwe vose.
And according to the law, people were supposed to do obeisance or to obey, pay respect. You know, you go to bow. When say Haman approaches, you bow down.
Tona kuti paifanonge paine mutemo kuti pano pinda kana pano pfuura napo pose vanhu vanofanonge vachipa ruremekedzo vachipfugama kana kukotama.
Now Mordecai says, I will not bow down. In sense of doing like this, I want to believe he was even tilting backwards.
Hanzi Mordecai ndovati aiwa inina handidaro. Pada ndotonyatsoona kuti kunze kwekuti amukotamire aitobva anyatsosimudza chifuwa chake kudaiso.
This angered Haman.
Ndokubva zvasimudza hasha muna sa Haman.
That's where we read this morning.
Ndopatirikupataverenga apa mangwanani ano.
He said, because of this, I'm not only going to kill yourself, but I'm going to kill everybody associated with you.
Hanzi nekuda kwezvawaita izvi handisi kuzongouraya iwe chete asi umwe neumwe ane chekuita newe.
And then he went before the king, he asked, and then the king gave him the authority to say, yes, you can kill them.
Haman ndokuenda kuna mambo ndokukumbira kuti handoda kuparadza vanhu ava. Mambo akamupa mvumo kuti ayo uraya zvako.
A date was sealed to say the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. All the Jews were supposed to be annihilated, killed, destroyed, exterminated. There was great mourning among the Jews. They fasted, they did well. The news also, this heinous news, get also to the ears of
Esther.
That there was a treacherous intention by Haman to destroy all the Jews. Yes, she is exceedingly grieved. Full of anguish and torment, yet she was helpless. She could not help. The reason was, if she was going to go into the inner court, there was a law that says if you come in the inner court without the king calling for you, there was just one law, you are going to die. Except the little chance the king will raise his golden scepter, then you leave.
Hanzi nokuti panga paine mutemo wekuti ukangoenda muruvazhe rwamambo asina kukudaidza pane mutemo mwechete wanga uripo ndewekuti watofa iwe. So, asi kunze kukunge waona kamukana kadikidiki kekuti mambo akutambanudzira tsvimbo yake.
So when the Queen Esther was told this by Mordecai, he sent word back to Mordecai to say, it's not possible because I can die. But Mordecai, maybe you can just read in Exodus chapter 4. Mordecai, he was also persistent. Verse 14. He says, if you hold together thy peace at this time, then there shall enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time like this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish.
And I am kokereva Judah vose vari pashusha. Muzvinyime zvokudya nokuda kwangu. Regai kudya kana kunwa mazuva matatu usiku namasikati. Nenuwo nevasikana vangu tichazvinyima zvokudya saizvozvo. Ipapo ndichapinda muna mambo. Kunyange zvisina kutenderwa pamurao. Kana ndaparara, ndaparara hangu.
I want to believe when Queen Esther was saying, if I perish, I perish, she was accepting that I am a failure, I cannot help, but I am handing over to the heavens to take over.
Ndakutenda kuti mambo Esther, mambokadzi Esther akazviona kuti inini semunhu handina chandinogona kuita asi iko zvino ndakuzvipira hangu kuti matenga achitonga panyaya iyi.
How was she handing over? She said, let's pray, let's fast.
Akazvipira sei akati ngatinamatei ngatitsanyei.
Now look what heavens are going to do when something has been handed over to them.
Chitarisai muone zvinoitwa nematenga kana apirwa nyaya.
Queen Esther, yes, she knew if she goes, she's going to die.
Mambokadzi Esther vaitoziva kuti apa pandiri kupinda apa rufu.
But she says, yes, if I perish, I perish. I am going there and plead for my people.
Ari kuti kunyange ndikaparara hangu ndaparara asi ndakuenda kunoreverera vanhu vangu.
Brother, we don't want to hold or to do things that are beyond our paycheck.
Ama atidi kuita zvinhu zvinopfuurira mubhadharo watinowana.
At work, some people they are paid to lift the wheelbarrow.
Kumabasa vamwe anongobhadharirwa kusunda bhara.
And some are paid to say, the wheelbarrow that's come here, you pour 3/4 of that which is inside into this portion. He is paid to do that.
Mumwe obhadharirwa kutora zvikamu zvitatu kubva mune zvina zviri mubhara iroro kuzviisa mune chimwe mune chimwe nzvimbo ndozvaanongobhadharirwa chete izvi.
Another one will then come and say, just to monitor, to say, yes, you have put in the right quantities.
Mumwe obhadharirwa kungouya hake akapeta maoko achiona kuti zvamuri kuita ndizvo here.
Do you think the one who is supposed to lift the wheelbarrow, if he comes and then to monitor the quantity that has been put there, do you think something good is going to come out from there?
Chimbofunga kuti daka boya akauya kuzoti nhasi ndoda kumboita basa raforomani. Pano buda chakanaka here.
Do your duty. If your duty is to lift the wheelbarrow, just lift the wheelbarrow.
Kana rako riri rekusunda bhara, sunda bhara.
That's exactly what Queen Esther did. She realized, I'm not able to save these people, but my duty is I'm just going to plead for them.
She
handed over to heaven. She put on her royal apparel. I want you to catch something, brother and sister, to say when you give something to the rightful office, you relax.
Amen. Ndoda kuti mubate imwe nyaya hama kuti kana wapira nyaya yako kuhofisi chaiyo iwewe chizorora.
Here she comes, she is threatened of death.
Ipano ari kuuya ari kuvhundusirwa nerufu.
But she put on her royal apparel and then she started walking right into the inner court.
She is
approaching her death. But behind her, she knew she had escalated the issue to the heavens.
Asishure kutsikwe pfungwa dzakaiziva kuti nyaya iyi ndaipira kumatenga.
Now the king Ahasuerus, he was busy with country issues, big, big issues. So it was not meet for him to listen to what even the queen was saying.
Zvino mambo vanga vari kugadzirisa dzimwe nyaya dzetroika dzavanga vari kuona kuti dziri kufambiswa sei. Ipapo mambo kadzi ndopa vari kuuyawo nenyaya dzekumba.
I'm sure Memkan was putting us a suggestion.
Ndona Memkan akutotanga kuda kutonyora pano kuti zvaitwa namambo kadzi.
Habona was there to say, I second that motion.
Habona akuda kutosimudzwa ruoko kuti haiwa zvataurwa naMemkan ndizvo.
And even Haman was going to say, yes, I am the chiefest of the chiefs. This is nothing but the truth.
Haman atoti yekani waro dzawira mutswanda ndini mukuru wavo vose takutotonga apa.
But the king could not listen to the counsel of his inner circle.
Asi mambo panguva iyoyo hana kuteerera ku mafungwa dzemachinda ake.
He saw a beautiful woman walking in. I want to believe he was saying, who is the husband of this woman? Evil intentions came into his mind. He was saying, the husband of this woman has to die. I want to marry this woman. The heavens were ruling now. When she kept on approaching, he could not do anything but just to pull the golden scepter and put it right in front of the queen.
Akatadza kuita chimwe chinhu kunze kwekungotora tsvimbo yake yegoridhe ndokubva anongedzera kuna mambokadzi.
Yes, and it came. And so when the king saw Esther, the queen, she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand.
Ipapo mambo akatachona mambokazi Esther vachiuya muruwazhe rwake. Akawanirwa nyasha pamberi pamambo. Ndokutambanudzirirwa tsvimbo yendarama.
And Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. When she saw that the scepter had been handed over, hanzi zvangu zvatoita.
Akaswedera pedyo ndokubata kwaiperera tsvimbo iyi. Paakasvika pedyo nazvo akatona kuti nyaya yangu yanaka.
Now the problem now was with the queen.
Zvino dambudziko ranga rapa namambokadzi.
Remember, she was supposed to die.
Rangarai kuti aifanirwa kufa.
But look at now the trouble of the king. He is saying, then said the king unto her, what will thou, Queen Esther?
Mambo, doku tikuna mambo kazi Esther. Doku itireiko na mambo kazi.
And what is thy request?
Uye, chikumbire chako ndechei.
It shall be given to thee even to the half of the kingdom.
Ndichakupa kunyangwe chidimbu nepakati cheumambo hwangu ndokupa.
She came in expecting or saying, I might die.
Akapinda achitarisira kuti apa ndinogona kufa.
But now she is in charge of half the kingdom if she wanted.
Zvino akutonzi chitonga half yeumambo kana uchida hako.
There were more than 127 provinces.
Panga paine maprovinces 127.
From India to Ethiopia.
Kubva kuIndia kusvika kuEthiopia.
If she had decided to say, okay, I will take maybe half of that and then pull my people there, they are safe, she could have asked for that. But when the heavens are ruling, they say, no, this is not enough. Then she said, if it seemed good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day unto a banquet that I have prepared for him.
We must play around with those demons, not them to play around with us. The Bible is denying that. Then she says, come to a banquet.
knowing that this is my enemy that wants to destroy me and my people.
Irozi mandu no kupusa rakutofara hanzi ndiri chete ndasarudzwa kuti ndigozodyana mambo kadzi.
And the foolishness of this enemy now to say, I am the only one that has been chosen to come and banquet with the king.
Kwakutonoudzawo mudzimai hanzi Zeresh. Ingonzwai mazita acho. Zeresh.
Now listen, just listen to those names. Zeresh.
Uya amboda kumukira mambo. Teresh.
And that one wanted to rebel against the king. Teresh.
Mamwe mazita ka munongotoita zvakanshata nazvo.
These names you just do bad with them.
Teresh akaurayiwa.
Teresh akaurayiwa.
Zeresh vadzingwa muhumambo yehumba yehumambo.
Zeresh was cast out of the house of the king.
Let's have good names.
Vati ine mazita akanaka.
Esther.
Esther.
If you are Esther Hadassah,
kanauri Esther Hadassah,
live like a queen.
Chigarao
kasara. Because names have got a meaning. You are grace. Always gracious things will follow you.
I did not
understand that.
I believe that.
Ah, sure, and she is the grace. Don't take her. As it
being called grace, and then I.
Zinu's not fine. I'm going to take her because
you have grace, so gracious things must just happen upon you.
No wonder why Jacob was asked to say, "What is your name?" Because a name has something to do with what you do. Look, he was told, you change this name. You shall be called Israel.
Israel.
I tell you, brother and sister.
You can never defeat Israel even.
Vangada kuirwisa, but hazviita vakunde.
They might want to
defeat. I was told of God.
Ndozvakaudzwa Jeremiah naMwari.
They can fight against you.
Vanogona kukurwisa.
So yes, he went, we can read from verse 9. We'll just hop, skip and jump. So yes, he was very happy that he was asked to go and feast. So when he was going home, he was very happy, but he was sad when he saw people, everyone else bowing down, except one gentleman who was almost falling backwards.
As I far, but akazotsama aona umwe muchinda anga asikumkotamira asi anga akatosimudza chipfuwa.
And then he said, yes, I am the second in charge. I will refrain myself. I will hold myself as somebody who is in authority. And then he went home and then told his, you know, called friends and Zeresh as well, and then started to tell them of the goodness. And then at the end, he then said, but you know, this slave, he doesn't honor me. And then the wife, Zeresh, then said, no, just build a gallows and let him hang there. And quickly, he ordered that the gallows be made.
And
the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made.
It must not please you to be even if he's your enemy. We're not the ones that
matenga anotonga ndiwo anotsiva.
It's for God to do that.
Hey, what was wrong? Asi munhu sure. And it's
you see somebody comes and steps upon your toe. To see that this is brother so and so's foot, it's upon its right on top of mine. And you actually see he is aware that his foot is on top of yours.
Ah, no got and kumbiro ama that now funga kuchi and that maybe
you just
talk to him nicely to say, brother, if it pleases you, now I want to go. If you may just lift your foot.
Mochire goona manji. Denga. Kanarafunga uti ayo wata uchida wogu siva. Denga jo rino zoita sarino ziva zikuru.
And then you see what the heavens will do after that. We are so thankful unto the Lord.
Anzi rudo shidamu nustere ganzo ningo shitora mazimbe uchisa pamusoro mazimba ninga chief pisa.
As that love, whereas you love your enemy, you're taking heaps of coals, hot coals, live coals upon his head.
You know, when the heavens are ruling, brother and sister, in the driving seat, the heavens were. When they are on the driving seat, now the heavens are driving, just be a passenger, watching whatever is happening. So in this instance, the issue has been declared to say all the Jews are supposed to die. And Queen Esther had escalated the issue to the heavens.
Mabokazi Esther anga kwidzanya yakumatenga.
Now we see there is a small party here by Haman, his friends, and his wife. They are so happy to say, we are going to put him tomorrow on the gallows.
Hamani na adzimai neshamari zake vesari pamafaro ekuti ayoka muchinda uye mangwana tikumona akarembera tamusungirira.
Remember, Queen Esther had said, tomorrow you come for a banquet. So they had then said, when you go, when you are after the eating or during the eating, you then ask the king to say, we want this man, Mordecai, to be hanged.
Rangarai kuti. Mambo Haman, Bangala dies, Wakuma, Kuma Iko Amambo. No, I was going to pay Pamuchaenda, Kunojanamam. Ipapum of Amadon is Ranya Yuka, Kuti Ah, Dirukuda Kuti Murume Ul, Arembezwe, Pa, Asungiri.
Now we said the heavens are in the driving seat.
Hallelujah.
You know, Tatika Matenga, no, Chika, I want to go.
Now, because their heavens are in the driving seat, the king could not find sleep. He commanded and said, bring me some books so that I have some records just to read so that sleep might come. At the same time, look, Haman also could not sleep because of anger, because of anguish. He said, no, I can't sleep because tomorrow my arch enemy has to die. So he could not sleep. Then he said, maybe let me just go closer to the king's palace in the outer court.
Now,
when the heavens are ruling, it might appear it's coincidence, but no, there is no coincidence. They are driving the situation. So the one who is reading is talking about Big Tat. The one who wanted to kill the king. And the Teresh as well.
Na Teresh Jaka.
And then the king said, oh, this is so good. So what happened? What was given to these people?
No, but, what about the Na Teresh?
And then they were told, nothing, completely nothing happened, O king. And then he said, something has to happen. And then he said, who is in the court? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody who was driven by anger not to sleep to come in the outer court.
Yes.
Then they say to the king, there is your most noble prince Haman. And they said, bid him come. He was ordered, and then the king said, what shall be done to whom the king wants to honor? Hallelujah! One plus one is not always equals to two.
One plus one what? Yes, sir.
He thought, who else would the king want to honor except the noble prince? He was asked, and he gave a profound thing to say, let this thing be done. The king's royal apparel, the horse where he rides, this man whom the Lord, they were calling him Lord, eh? Whom the Lord wants to honor, let him be put there. He was so happy, thinking that it was going to be him.
Hallelujah.
And then they said, let it be done exactly as you say it. You should be going to proclaim that, to say, this is the one whom the Lord or the king desires to honor.
Amen. Speaker.
When the heavens are ruling, brother and sister. When the heavens are ruling, brother and sister. You feel sorry for your enemy. Brother.
Glory.
Boss. Do I have to save tea? Tea.
Now the boss is serving tea to his subordinate.
I don't do that. No, that man Jesus.
That's exactly what I desire.
Because the heavens are ruling, brother. It happened in the Bible. It can also happen in your life. Glory be to God. Zeresh, yes, she was just, you know, we spoke bad about her. But I think she was also inspired, right? Now, when he came, the husband, and told what happened to Kubasa,
exactly what happened at work.
Esther chapter 6:13.
Esther 6:13.
And Haman told Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends, everything that had befallen him, to say, you know, and didn't as but allowed speakers. This was
and then Zeresh was now, Haman was now relating his story to say, you see, I was actually in the police van and calling out to say, you know.
Then said his wife's men and Zeresh, his wife, unto him. Listen very closely to the words under inspiration. If Mordecai be the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. When the heavens are ruling, brother and sister, they cause even your enemy to speak in your favor. Oh, I want to thank God for giving us the heavens. Oh, that rule in our favor. While we are in the passenger seat. So they are at the banquet.
Zvinova kumabiko.
Esther is giving them the food. Now the king was so curious. Then he said, this was the second day. Then he said, Queen, today for sure I'm not going to allow you to say, come again for another banquet. Today you tell me exactly what you want.
Oh, sometimes the sisters do it. So, you know, so that the queen did that.
Hey, Hans, we are Mujge. Those are good guys and Rukuda.
Come and eat, then I'll tell you later after you.
Day number one, Swarese Wajka.
Day one, they ate.
Taureka ni mambo kazi. And Iwa, Muya Mangwan. Vajga Sakari.
They ate again.
Agatoita so good name by Mambo.
Now the king really petitioned to say, please.
As Gatons, no, Ditakure, Unonisia from Beta.
Then he says, okay, can you carry me to the bed?
Mambo got to know, putting a little thorough vega, they got to talk from Yuangu, do me say from Beta.
And then the king said, for me to get this out of here, let me just do it exactly as he said.
Ari pambeda ipapo ndopakaso donedzera zvanzi aiwa ziiri zimhandu iri kuda kutondiuraya.
When she
Mambo vaviruka nehasha.
He said that is an enemy, he actually wants me to die.
Vavava pambeda nehasha Mambo vakubuda panze.
And then he was so wroth and he went out.
Hamani akati akumhanyawo kumubhedha kuda kunoti Mambo kazi ndiregererei.
Now Haman ran with his folly to the bed to say, as he got to the bed,
I'm on a bed. Zilipano, Zilipano.
Then Hamana said, hey, Mashura.
Mauda kutobata chibaro mambo kazi.
You want to ravish the queen?
Anzi, shokorirungo buda mumuromo. Uyu ato sungwa. Zikandu aiwa, kune magalo zakato gaziriwa. This was United Hama, Kanama Twenga Achitonga.
Then they said, oh yes, already prepared some gallows. He actually wanted to hang Haman on Mordecai on them. They said, take him to his gallows.
Esther did not do anything.
Esther,
she was just in her house. But when the heavens are ruling, they will bring folly even to your enemy. Let's just read some quotations and then we speak to this mountain, the prophet says.
Paragraph 64.
The Holy Spirit is here now, healing. Let's get our sorrows healed tonight. Let's get our cells fixed in condition. Now, because we want the heavens to rule in our favor, so we want our souls to be made right. We want consecration so that the heavens take their position. I told Billy not to give out prayer cards tonight. I didn't want a prayer line. I want a consecration. I want this church to draw so close to God. I want to believe this is also our request this morning. We want to draw so close to God, such that when we declare to say the heavens do rule, nothing will fall short, everything will just happen. I want to get so close to God until we might be in this meeting here that will break forth through this church here. I'm telling you, when that takes place, the coming of the Lord is at hand. The enemy with their atomic bomb is coming in like a flood, but the Spirit of God is raising a standard against it constantly. The date of Jesus Christ. Paragraph 80, the prophet says. And that same power that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, let the fundamentals, let them people who deny the power of God say it's wrong. But that same power that spoke the world into existence is in those people that has got the Holy Ghost. That's right, men and women, it's time we found who out who we are. The devil is trying to hide you back, to tell you are little, some little coward down something. You are not. You are the sons and daughters of God. The deity is not in heaven, it's in you. Hallelujah, I know you think I'm crazy, but let me tell you something, brother. When you realize the Almighty God lives in you, immortal life, my life I give Zoe, the life of God in the human being.
Hallelujah.
He stood back there, the creator of all things, he made the frogs, etc., etc. And he stopped the mouth of lion, he quenched the violence of fire, they escaped the edge of the sword, they raised the dead from the grave. Who? Christ, oh my, what will it be? Who is he? Christ is the deity.
Amen.
Brother, sister, that deity is in you. A little while, world will see me no more. Yet you shall see me, for I will be with you, even you, to the end of the age. Christ in the manger. No. Christ in you. Hallelujah. We are worshiping Christ in the manger, but Christ in you, the Holy Ghost, the hope of life. Hallelujah. The Creator, God Himself, dwelling in the human being. Now we are talking about God dwelling in a human being. People might think maybe it was just in the Bible days. But God still dwelling in human beings. God in 1963, he visited a hospital veiled in a man. He was going to see a woman whom the doctors had certified to say, this one is going to die. A priest was called to anoint her for her death. But here comes God, veiled in a man. An alteration started. People talking to say, he's not supposed to go there. Who is supposed to go there? Until the prophet says, let the husband of the woman decide who is going to go in. The Catholic husband said, Brother Branham has to go in. He said, because I know when our son was born, he had crooked legs. But when he prayed for him, he said within 24 hours, he's going to be all right. And for sure within 24 hours, our baby was healed. Therefore, let him go and pray for my wife.
As Zuva risatira pera, mwana uyu makumbo ake anenge atwasuka. Zvikaitika saizvozvo, saka ndozvati vakapinda umu. Vakanamatira mudzimai wangu anopora, saka regai vapinde.
This is spoken in this great warrior Joshua.
Zvinotaurwa mubhuku rakanzi murwi mukuru Joshua.
And I prayed about 10 minutes, the prophet said in paragraph 25. Lord, don't let a poor little mother die.
Oh, Marie, musaita kutamaya anosisa tsisi vafe.
Well, I got up from the floor where I was praying for her, and I got up just like wiped my eyes. I've been crying a little and started to look around to see the woman at home looking at a baby, saying,
Anzi, ndakasumuka ipapo pananga ndakapugama ndichinamata chikukuta musodzi ndangana kuti chemei ndobva ndatendeuka ndichingodai ndikatanga kuona chiratidzo amai vari kumba kwavo vaine mwana wavo vachimudza kuti yarara baby.
So when he knew that,
zvino pavakangoziva izvozvo,
seeing the vision,
vachiona chiratidzo,
he went out.
Ndobva vapinda havo.
Because he knew, thus says the Lord will never fail. When the heavens has declared, brother, nothing will fail. Against all odds, brother. Against all sayings, against all superstitions, against everything, the heavens do rule. The husband said, Reverend Branham, have you any news? I said, yes, sir. I have some good news for you. Thus says the Lord, your wife is going home well. I like that one. The husband was so happy. They were starting to rejoice. So the people begin rejoicing. And the priest shook his head and looked at the doctor. The doctor looked and shook his head and walked on down like that, like he was going crazy. So I looked at them till they passed on, and the father of the boy went up and said, look, son, haven't we got enough of this nonsense? Then the son started to tell the testimony and say, you dead, you know, your grandson who was born and he had a crooked feet, we, Brother Branham prayed for him, and within 24 he was made right.
As the mwana no bat na did, muruka ngano tu zukuru wenyu pa akazvarwa. Akazvarwa aine gumbo rakadai rakadai rakadai. Vakatiudza Brother Branham zvimwe chete, ndobva zvaitika. Iko zvino makuda kupokana nazvo.
He said, if Brother Branham says, that says the Lord. That my wife is going home in 24 hours. Goodbye, I'm going home. To straighten up the house. To ensure that my wife is coming home. He went home. He straightened the house. Within 24 hours, the wife came her home. The heavens do rule, brother and sister. When the heavens are ruling, nothing is impossible. Nothing is too great for the heavens. Nothing is too great for our God. I would rather be a fanatic to the world and be right before God. When God proves he is doing and actions by vindicates them by signs and wonders, he is always done it and he will always do it. As long as there is a world, there will be a supernatural God here to control things. And he will always have somebody he can put his hands on. He's got a church tonight made up around the world. I want to believe you are one of those churches that the supernatural God wants to put his hand on you. When the supernatural God comes through his supernatural voice, supernatural things has to happen, because the heavens will be ruling. Oh, he said he's got a lot of things about that's going to be ironed out. I don't know how to iron them out. No other man can. But that's God's business to do that.
Those things that you cannot iron out, let God take them. That's God's business.
Brother, we are saying we need a clear communication channel to the heavens. The reason is, where you have an issue, like what Queen Esther had, she went, there was clear communication channel, she referred things. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise a standard. And they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, says the Lord, to deliver thee. The heavens have declared. They are going to fight against you. But the heavens have declared. They shall not prevail against you. So why do you fear, brother? You know already the answer. Glory be to God. He is going to be with you. Why? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me. He maketh me lie down in green. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The heavens are compassing you, brother. Don't fear anything. For his rod and his staff, they always comfort you. He puts his table before your enemy. And he anoints your head with oil. Your cup has to run over, brother. It is a scripture. If you want your cup to run over, you can claim this one. It is a scripture.
Amen.
These things,
we miss them because we just don't want to believe them.
My sister, wari number 7 kwakupedzesera, womboti aiwa inini hadzi matonga ari kutonga kaini ndoda kuotanga. Mwari akazvinzwa akauya akavati ini endai kumberi.
Listen to the sister who said, who was number 7 from the last. She says, I want to be right at the beginning. And then the heavens did rule. And then she was number 7 in the queue.
Even if you also have got a situation wherein you are right at the tail end, you can also say, because this testimony has been given, I am riding on this testimony.
Yeah.
When the heavens are ruling, sometimes they even cause things to happen so that they show that indeed the heavens do rule. A blind man was brought to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they said, who sinned, this man or this parent, that he was born blind? The Lord said, the man did not sin. Neither did the parents sin. But it happened so that you really see that the heavens do rule. Ah, brothers, the waters are running clear right ahead. Because the heavens are ruling, brother. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Queen Esther, what is your petition? The heavens are ready even to give you as much as you are requesting. Brother, God wants to show that indeed He is God. He is looking for an occasion. He is looking for a situation where He can display that indeed He is God, that fills all space and eternity. Some of my greatest experiences I've witnessed before God is when I go to a place where I couldn't go under or go around, but just stand still. God makes a way through it somehow. He hasn't failed yet, and He will never fail. God cannot fail. Even when the children of Israel were coming through the Red Sea, Pharaoh's army behind them, the mountains and the sea cutting them off. If nature would have wept out for these little people unarmed in a great marching army. Listen to these words, brother and sister. But sometimes God's path leads right through such places. That's not the end of it. God wanted to show His power. God loves to display His power. One of my course that I love. Oh, sometimes when I take my little Joseph or one of my little girls and set them down to talk with them on my lap, you don't know how it makes me feel. One of them says, draw your muscle up, daddy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The prophet is saying, Joseph, the little one, is saying, draw up your muscle, daddy. Oh, you've got such a big muscle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's not much there. But as long as they think that, it makes me feel good. Glory. Our Heavenly Father likes to His children to know that He's got muscles. Show God that He has got the muscle. He can do things for them. Oh, glory be to God. The heavens do rule, brother. God wants to flex His muscles.
So he is looking for an occasion. So sometimes he might throw sickness your way so that you can say, the heavens do rule. And he will flex his muscles. God can cause Queen Vashti to refuse the command of the king so that he will flex his muscle. Even Hannah to be barren so that he can flex his muscle. A Goliath can come and say, give me a man. The reason is there is a David who is going to flex the muscle of God. Even Daniel will have to dine with lions for God to show that he can flex those muscles. Do you have a situation this morning? Start thanking the Lord to say, Lord, here is an opportunity for you to start to flex your muscles. Say, Lord, don't go to the next one. The next door brother, his issue is too small. Start with mine. It's a big one.
Amen.
Brother, God knows. God sees what you are passing through. He even told Jacob to say, I know that Laban, he changed your wages 10 times. Now I have seen what he has done. But I'm declaring that the heavens do rule. It's not coincidence, brother. I'm just remembering this story. Elisha, you remember the story? This story wherein he resurrected the woman's son. And then after that one, he then told that very woman to say, there is going to come famine. For 7 years, go away, and then come after 7 years. Now she comes back. She wants her land. People are not giving her her land. She wants her house. People are not giving her house. But look when the heavens start ruling. Glory be to God. Here is the king. He wants to hear testimonies. He said, Gehazi, come here. I want to hear some testimonies. Please tell me testimonies of this Elisha we hear. There are so many testimonies that Elisha did. But Gehazi, he started to talk about the son of this woman who was raised from the dead. Now, as he was enjoying, the king enjoying this testimony, here comes the woman with the issue that she wanted. Then he said to Gehazi, Lord, my master, this is the woman. And this is the son. When the heavens are do ruling, oh brother, you might think it's coincidence. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But what I know for sure, when the heavens are ruling, God will move elements to ensure that which you want comes to pass. The woman says, yes, I am the one. And you know my issue.
I want my land, they are refusing. I want my house, they are refusing. Then the king said, it is not possible. A certain officer was chosen specifically and particularly to deal with the issue of this woman. He was told in no uncertain terms to say, I know she told me she went away 7 years ago. Now, the money that was left in the bank, I want the interest from day number zero when she went out until today.
Our things will not just go.
We want
them all with the interest.
It is possible when the heavens are ruling, brother. I challenge, if you have a situation, brother, where you lost something, you say, I want it back with interest that is due, accrued interest that is due.
Right.
It is possible, brother. Because it happened to this woman. You are the bride of Jesus Christ. He died for you on the cross of Calvary. Because he died for you, God is true to his word that he will fight to ensure that you get what which you want. I am looking for a Queen Esther this morning who is saying, I am going to issue my petition. Don't be afraid of your enemy. Don't be afraid of your adversary. Don't be afraid of your situation. Your situation will be tamed because the heavens are ruling. Today, brother and sister, even evil spirits after you, but we are saying the heavens, they do rule.
If it wasn't for Jesus, who would recognize me?
Ah, brother, you mean? Tinofanwa kutotenda kuti Mwari wedu uyu anotida hatifani kushayikwa.
We must be thankful, brother, that this God of ours, he loves us. And we shouldn't be a people that are in so much want.
Brother, kana uchida kushayikwa ka, hapana chakashata uri kuda. Asi kana usuri kudawo.
Brother, if you want to live a miserable life, that's your choice. But if you don't want it, you choose and you
Saka parana kuti Satan akada kundimanikidza kuti ndiende kugena kwandisingade. Ndinoramba. Handidi nokuti handisi kuda kuendako. Ndinokuenda kudenga.
Just like the devil forces me to go to hell, where I don't want to go.
That's why the prophet came in this end time. That's why the seals were revealed, brother. It is time for us to eat the book. Because time is no more, we have to do exploits. Because the heavens, they are on our side. God wants to flex his muscles. He is looking for a sister. He is looking for a brother who can trust God so that God can flex his muscles. I am looking for a sister who is saying, I am sick and tired of my situation. I am sick and tired of people saying, when are you going to get married? Ah, Naimi, if you go to business, rent is a quiz. If I know what I do, that rent is a quiz. Because I do far. Dakwizwa. Kana dakwizwa. Mwari umwe chete yeye. Gachi kupa mari. Yomutenga imba.
Yes.
Even if your business is going down, that's good for you. Even if the rentals has been raised, that is good for you. There's people that came to me to say,
brother, the right mental attitude towards God's promises will bring it to pass. A certain officer has to be told to handle your case. I believe it, a certain officer has to be told to handle your case. Specifically your case. Who are you? Who is your father? Who is your father? He fills all space and eternity. If he fills all space and eternity, put your trust in him. Don't fear for him. He will do it. Glory be to God. We'll just be given a song to sing. I want somebody to declare today. To say today, my enemy is dead. That happened, the prophet, when he saw that vision, to say, your enemy is dead. Nothing is impossible when the heavens are ruling. The heavens do rule.